Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Cheetos, the production coming to Connecticut.
Nice.
Frito-Lay announces $235 million expansion.
Got to have Cheetos.
Seems like a lot of money to make Cheetos. Like, okay. How much could it possibly cost to make a bag of that stuff?
Right. You only get half a bag anyway. So.
You only get a half a bag. And I feel like you could have a barn full of Cheetos,
yeah,
and it would weigh under a pound. They don't weigh anything.
Right.
You go like that. If one's on the table, you go.
Exactly.
You'll never see it again.
Right.
It's still in the air now.
I prefer the crunchy Cheetos, personally, as opposed to the Puffs. The crunchy Cheetos, to me, are the more Cheeto Cheetos.
Oh, the small ones.
Right, the crunchy ones. Ones that sometimes hurt your teeth, yeah.
They're not full of air.
Right, exactly.
You get more fun shapes, too.
Not the wormy-looking ones. Yeah, exactly, right. Not the, you know.
But those aren't Cheetos, though.
Yeah, they are.
Those are just Puffs.
Well, the Cheetos Puffs, and then there's Cheetos.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I thought the Puffs were the Cheetos.
Yeah, no, both are Cheetos. Because Chester Cheeto, it ain't easy being cheesy.
Mm.
He has the crunchy ones also.
Got it.
Yeah.
Why would they make it so complicated? Why don't they call it something else?
For conversations like this.
Well, no, they like the Cheetos name.
Right.
So it's like, why call it something different? We've already, people love Cheetos.
Cheetos.
We put Cheetos on the bag.
Crunchy Cheetos.
We put
Cheetos.
Orange broken glass in a bag, and people will buy it if the word Cheetos is on it.
I'll buy right now.
They do distinguish on the bag between crunchy or puffs.
Hmm.
Crunchy.
Yeah. I've only had the crunchy kind.
And the crunchy kind is
a
smaller
bag. No, you've
had
the puffs, no?
I don't think so. I've only had the crunchy kind.
You would know puffs because puffs are like big and
the noodles.
Like big orange worms.
Yeah.
Yeah, the curls.
Yeah, those are puffs.
You've never had puffs.
Not Cheetos puffs.
Oh.
Whose puffs did you eat?
I've had like the knockoff store brand puffs.
Oh, like the balls, the giant clear vat of balls.
Wow, you saved 5 cents.
Yeah, really.
Party size,
just,
man.
Right. Well, you get party size Cheeto puffs.
It's the difference of going to Disney World,
right,
or Jim's amusement park,
right,
and
yeah,
saving a dollar.
Yeah, I didn't have puffs; I had poofs.
Yeah, right.
I want Cheetos.
Who doesn't?
Phil, can you look up the ingredients of Cheetos? I have a feeling there's no cheese in there.
There's genuine imitation cheese flavor.
Right.
So I'm on their website, and they have a whole thing that says recipes. And I'm like, oh, great. This is exactly what I'm looking for. No. This is where you can crunch up Cheetos and add it to your dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So they have cheesy Cheetos turkey parm.
I'm doing it tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, how's that wedding dress going? Good?
Flaming hot tamales.
You know what? That would be the best viral wedding photo is a bride in a white dress with just covered in orange dust.
Exactly, yeah.
Just right on the hips.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Brilliant.
I don't know. You know, there's nothing healthy in these things, right? It's oil and maybe something that was once cheese.
It is what it is, basically. Mm. Like, no one goes to the gym and says, all right, let me eat some Cheetos while I'm here. It is what you know what you signed up for.
That would be a fun gym, though.
It would.
All the worst food.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Enriched cornmeal, vegetable oil, cheese.
Enriched.
Yep.
So they don't tell you what it's enriched with.
Uranium.
Cornmeal, ferrous sulfate, niacin, thiamine, mononitrate, riboflavin, folic acid.
Wow.
Riboflavin.
It's really a product of a laboratory.
It really is, yeah.
Oh, cheddar cheese. Cheddar cheese.
We're not there yet. That's way down the list of ingredients.
Wow.
It says
cornmeal and cheddar cheese. But the cheddar cheese is such a small part of what this is.
Yeah.
It's like putting a drop of just like one thing of pepper in a giant 5-gallon thing of soup. Like,
right, exactly right.
Really? What's the point?
And to be fair, they call it cheese seasoning. And cheddar cheese is a part of the cheese seasoning.
It's called cheesening.
You know, the most fun you could have with Cheetos is if you're at a party and there's no air conditioning in the house and there's a fan in the window blowing in.
Yeah.
You go outside.
Oh, my God.
And you crush up Cheetos and you blow you put the dust through the fan.
I'm so doing that.
That's not the most fun.
When they're a little sweaty.
Everyone has an orange mist. Yeah. And the sweat.
That's
just
awesome.
Like it. Yeah.
Did you do that?
It's the orange. Oh, of course.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I'm doing that.
My dad sticks them up his nose. That's fun.
And your dad's a lawyer.
True.
That's how he should show up for right. court.
This man has orange tusks.
Right, orange dust on his shirt and, you know, two Cheetos coming out of his nose.
You ever go to a party and there's Cheetos and it's outside and it's been out there for too long in the hot, sweaty, humid day?
Yeah.
When you can, like, straighten them back out again? Yeah. That's how bad. When you can untie the pretzels,
you know it's
time to get rid of them.
When you say, okay, well, it is what it is.
Right. When it goes squish instead of crunch.
Right.
Yeah, I hate that.
All right, so Cheetos coming to Connecticut.
Yay!
That's cool.
AJ,
cool.
I agree. They should definitely sell that seasoning. They're missing out. That's a whole market they're missing out on.
Yep. Mm.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch did that recently where they're like, we're just going to sell the powder that's on it. And everyone's like, awesome. What took you so long?
You can put them in your eggs in the morning. You know.
Well, what's interesting is I never thought about it till now is that you could take a bag of Cheetos, crush up the Cheetos, and then just put them on things.
Yeah. Like a casserole.
I'm fascinated by this recipe page. There's a lot.
Like chicken cutlets. You can put it on top of chicken cutlets.
They have a pumpkin pie with Cheetos.
All right.
That's gross.
I don't know about that.
No.
Because you put a slice of cheese on apple pie, maybe. I'd give it a shot. I'd taste it.
Yeah. Dangerously cheesy mac and Cheetos.
Yes.
There you go.
Sold.
Yeah.
Throw some bacon in there
and
I'm going to
layer of crushed Cheetos.
Yep.
And you can tell we're so excited. AJ and I aren't listening to each other. We're talking on top of each other.
I'm sorry.
We're ready to fight for the bowl.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
You get the first one.
We're very excited.
It's Chaz.
They have
and
a recipe
AJ.
For Jello shots.
Hello.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
I don't want to choke on a Jello shot.
That doesn't sound great.
Here you go, Chaz. Cheetos sweet and spicy chili meatballs.
All right, someone's got to make those.
I don't know. I like old school Italian seasoned meatballs with meat. Yeah.
I'll try any meatball out there.
The mac and cheese sounds great, though. You know, coating of that the Cheetos on there.
Mac and Cheetos.
Mac and Cheetos.
Yep.
You know, there's that fake gas crisis. Down south, over by that pipeline, everyone's freaking out like we were with toilet paper.
Freaking out, man!
I'm freaking out, man! It was a real nice fight in a gas line.
That was a good one. That was a pay-per-view fight.
Yeah.
Yep, that was.
It's clear that the girl is cutting the line,
yes.
Right? It's a girl and a guy.
Yep.
And she's cutting the line.
You do not do that.
Their cars are touching.
Yep.
They're absolutely touching.
Yeah.
Front fender to front fender. She's coming in. You could tell it was one of those, you know, when you're merging traffic?
Yeah.
And someone's nudging and you're not like, nope, this ain't happening.
The power
nope.
struggle,
oh, yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
I'm gonna, oh, nope, right. nope. And then eventually they touch metal.
Right. Yeah, she did bump the guy's SUV. Yep.
She gets out, walks around the car, walks up to his driver door window.
On the phone the whole time.
Yeah.
She's on the phone.
On the phone.
This is the people in the supermarket that they can't even get off the phone. It's like,
come on. And she's on speaker. So I'm sure everybody could hear the other side of the conversation.
She's on speaker?
Yeah, because
she's holding it.
She's holding it to her
right,
mouth.
Right.
She's not holding it up like an actual phone.
Like a walkie-talkie, yep.
Oh, so she's either on with 911.
Right.
Right.
As a tactic.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
Or she's talking to her friend saying, I can't believe what he just did.
Or her boyfriend.
Either or, yes. Yeah. Someone.
So she gets out. She walks over to the guy's window, and spits in the window.
Huckaloogie.
Ugh.
Yep.
Not appropriate.
Nope.
That's assault.
It's assault.
It is nowadays, yeah.
That's not nowadays. That's
I don't know. You could be deadly.
Been assault.
Yeah.
You spit on someone else's face.
Yeah.
That's assault.
It was never a sign of welcome or greeting.
Actually, in some cultures it is. When
in
they spit
Greece.
The book. Yeah.
I love you.
Yep.
Wait, what's this now?
Yeah, in certain cultures, spitting on someone is like a good luck thing.
Ah.
Yes.
Ashley,
that's
I'm sure you've seen my big fat Greek wedding.
Of course, but
when
that's
they're walking
like...
down the aisle.
The Haktuis. Yeah.
It's good luck.
But everywhere else, that's fighting words.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't think she thought she was at a Greek wedding.
No, she didn't look Greek. No.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
So she walks over to the window, spits, and then walks back to her car. It takes about a half a second. You're like, what's going to happen next?
And we find out immediately.
And then his door opens.
Yep.
And here he comes.
It's on.
He walks around the car. She's on her phone, standing outside her car. He walks up to her and hot pooey!
Blasted her. Nice close range.
Oh, close range.
You heard that. Hit the face.
His head goes back a little bit just to give him that extra, give the spit the extra speed.
Like when a cannon, like a battleship cannon, goes back.
Trajectory.
Exactly. Arc. Blows it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Full force.
Incoming!
In the face.
Yes.
A little more emphasis.
Right.
Yes.
Emphasis.
And then all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
She starts hitting him.
She starts swinging.
He did a real good job at not punching her back.
No, yeah. He did. He did.
There's some grabbing.
Absolutely.
We got video. We got video.
He one-arms her.
Yeah.
And he's trying to prevent her from punching him.
Right. She's just like swinging
and
away.
And he's holding on with one arm the entire time.
Right.
I would call that defense. Self-defense.
That was absolutely defense.
Oh, yeah. That's not what I saw.
Run and block.
He spit.
That's not what I saw.
Right.
And now she wants to go and let's do this.
Right. The fact she put hands on him, already she's in the wrong. Now you're swinging.
Yeah. Well, he knows if he does both hands on her shoulders,
right.
He's getting it in the crotch.
In that ding ding. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yes, he's smart.
So he one arms her, keeps right. her, you know, so she's not facing him.
He stands sideways.
Nope.
She drops her phone.
Yep.
And my favorite part of this is he kicks it into the street.
Nice. You know what?
And points to it like, go get it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Don't cut
I
the
know
line.
You're not going right. to leave
Don't
it
cut
there.
The line. This doesn't happen to you.
Right. So AJ says she brought all of this on.
She did.
Well, let's see.
For the one you cut the line, you already brought it on, and then you tap the guy's vehicle, and then you huck a loogie in his face. I'm supposed to say, no, it's okay. It's society.
No, you're not.
It's because it's her. No, up yours. You started this. You got what you deserved.
Yeah.
You would never, ever touch a woman like that because you are more polite than
you don't
that.
Get that pass. You don't get to physically assault someone and then no, say, I'm a woman.
Yeah, no.
No.
Remember, like, back in the 50s, it was like, you wouldn't punch a man with glasses, would you?
Exactly right. No, the second you swing
somebody,
and you connect,
no,
it's on.
No, no, it's not. You
it's
would
on.
Never do that.
Don't judge me. I will.
Has to be.
I will.
The mature adult. Here.
I absolutely will.
She was in
you
the
You bring
wrong.
It. You get it back.
You would never. You would never.
Don't say I would never. You don't freaking know me, okay? You don't
Good
know
morning,
what I've done
everyone.
In the past.
I'm trying to give you a compliment.
I don't want a compliment. I'm just
a
telling
compliment.
You.
He
if,
wants
if,
Cheetos.
If you bring it, if
break?
You bring it, you're gonna get it back.
It's 6:20. Good morning, everyone. 6:26.
Yes.
She brought it, but there is no need. He came at her with his hand extended.
Yeah, to hold her
no,
off who she's
no.
swinging.
There's no...
She's swinging.
He
That's called defending your face.
Should not touch her.
No. Right, just
ding,
stand
ding.
There. Let him...
Let's get you back into your corners.
All right.
It's called defending your face.
No.
Exactly.
No, that's
back
not
in
what
the corner.
That's called.
Back in the corner. Back in the corner. Da-da-da-da. You almost sounded like you would punch Ashley.
Yeah.
If she spit on your face.
No, I'd spit back.
Okay.
Yeah, but if, you know, you, if you throw
then
hands,
if
you put
if
hands
she
on me,
you,
right,
you punch her back.
No, I would do what he did.
Yeah, what he did, I thought was appropriate.
Yeah,
for
he
the
held
situation.
Her back.
I, you know,
I'm not
in hindsight,
punched.
In hindsight, I'm sure he's like, all right, I shouldn't have spit on her. I should have just called the cops.
Nah.
Right. That's what's wrong
it's
with
disgusting.
Society.
Disgusting. When you spit on someone, it's disgusting.
It is
you
the
deserve
grossest
it back.
Thing you could do, especially now.
Right.
It's gross. It's disrespectful. But just be an adult about it. Somebody's got to be an adult about it.
You don't
she...
have to be an adult because
yes.
she could have kept on going.
Get out.
That's
take
true.
Pictures of the vehicle.
Hold
she
on.
Could have
called the police.
AJ makes a great point. You don't have to be adult about it.
No.
Yes, you
right.
do.
Once someone rams into your cart and spits in your face, you're supposed to be like, very, does anyone have a napkin?
Yeah, I'm not going to say I should do the responsible thing
does
and take the high
have
road.
A
no.
Moist towel.
No. I'm not saying you have to drink tea with your pinky out, but you just don't have to go back and add fuel to the fire.
Yes, you can.
No.
I say throw the whole gallon
you're not
on
adding
there.
Fuel to the fire. The fire is
burning.
Burning.
Exactly.
She drove into his car.
Right.
She got out, spit in his face.
She did everything
all
wrong.
Absolutely. Yeah. But
right.
then
let's
don't
not
get
pretend
out.
It was one thing, right? She was the aggressor. She instigated all of the aggression.
No
tried
doubt.
To tried
she
to
did.
Cut the line.
She did.
Bumped his car, got out of her car, and then started yelling at him in his window. He never got out of the car.
No.
All of these things happened before anything came from this guy.
But
then she spits on him in his car. Then he responds.
Yes, by getting out of the car and walking toward her with his hand out.
To stop her because she was swinging.
That's
at him.
Clearly defense.
And what, have her beat the crap out of my vehicle? No. You're looking to run you over.
It's not all about cars, AJ.
I'm run, over here.
I'm right over you.
It's not all about cars.
See
cars
my truck, I can do it.
Most important
right
thing.
Over you.
She spit in his face.
Yeah.
Yes, totally wrong.
You know what's interesting to me?
What?
That, not all. Because there are a lot of women who would see this video and say, she had it coming.
She did.
She.
But there are some women, Mike 3, who
Mike
want
three,
equal
that?
Rights unless
think about it.
It's something like that. Now it's like, don't hit a woman. Okay. But you just assaulted a man.
Right.
I may be old school. I was taught there is absolutely no, zero excuse for a man to ever put his hands on a woman.
To stop her from beating him up, I would.
How about defending himself?
Yeah, he's just...
He wasn't defending himself.
Yes, he was.
He could have stayed in his car.
I don't want to be screaming the whole morning.
Yes.
Sorry.
But he technically didn't put his hands on her.
Yes.
He put his mouth liquid on her.
Right.
She then put her hands on him.
Yeah.
Now, what is he supposed to do? He didn't even punch her.
No.
He held her with one hand.
Her hair.
Like a stiff arm.
He stiff-armed her.
Yeah. So she
held on to her.
So she can't advance.
To prevent him from being punched more.
Right. She's swinging away like crazy.
Stay in your car. Stay in your car, dude.
You were brought up that way. That doesn't mean the person, this random stranger you're in a fight with in public, is going to be playing by the same set of rules.
I'm not saying she acted appropriately in any way.
Okay,
you can't just
once
walk
that happens,
through life thinking,
stay
everyone's on
car.
The same rules.
So first of all, if it was Ashley, she would have closed her finger in the door and just been stuck there. So
exactly,
it
right.
would have ended right there.
Right.
Yes, true.
And that would have been a great viral video. Look at that girl. She's trying to punch the guy. Well, she wants to spit in his face, but she can't get away from her car.
She thinks her coat's caught in the door.
That probably would happen, yeah.
Hey, man, you walk over, you're limping back. That's all I'm saying.
You would never, AJ.
Yes,
you're
would.
Limping back.
Yep, you walk over, you're limping back.
Stop being Mr. Tough Guy. You would never. You're too nice, which is a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a compliment.
You so don't know me.
If you, if that was you in the car, you're the dude. How would that happen?
I would have done exactly what he did.
No, you would not.
You
have.
You spit in my face. I'll spit in your face.
No, you would not have.
If you start swinging, I can't punch you. Obviously, because there is in no scenario you're going to get away with something like
that. There's a difference even though, in
even
physical
though,
strength.
Even though you know, if you did hit me, you did assault me first, and I have every right to assault you back. I will not do that.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to stand there and get my face beaten in on video. I'm going to try.
It doesn't matter.
I'm
if it's
try,
video or not.
Whatever. I'm going to try and stop you from beating me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take your flip flop and smack her in the face.
I could. Exactly. Pop, 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 pop.
Well, that was a light slap.
Exactly. I will.
Talking about this gas line fight in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Two people start rubbing. So someone's this girl's trying to cut the line. Rubs fenders with this dude. She gets out, spits in his face. He gets out, spits in her face. And if you go to the New York Post story, they have a still of the moment. The spit is mid-flight between his face and her face.
That's Pulitzer right there.
That's an award-winning picture.
Yep.
And then all hell breaks loose. She tries to get hands on him. He stiff arms her. And then she drops her phone and he kicks it into the street. And then points like, go get it.
Yeah.
AJ says, this woman brought it all on. Ashley feels like the guy should have just stayed in his car after he got spit all over his face.
Right, right.
From some bizarre stranger.
Just sit there and take it. Yeah,
all right. This has never happened on the show in the history of the show.
What?
Johnny and Aunt Sonia.
Listen, a lot of times I don't like AJ. Most of the all the times.
A lot of times. All times.
Most of the all times.
You call in and say, I hope you die.
I agree with you 100% on this one.
Really?
First of all, she hits the car. I would have got out and beat her car with a baseball bat.
Good.
See, there's a thought.
You're going to get arrested.
I like that.
To get that bitch knocked out. There's no way.
All right, let's try not the name call.
This would go on, yeah. Then I'd fill up my car with gas and spit on her and leave.
There you go.
Oh, I thought you were going to blow your car up.
No.
You mean you put the gas in the tank.
Nice.
Yeah, that wouldn't be either, but no way. Anybody spit on me, you punch them right in the mouth.
There you go. See?
And you're going to go to jail.
You stop, you stop the spit from happening.
Enjoy that.
You break the spitter.
We're going to grab this audio.
I got to agree with you on this one.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll take this minor victory. Thank you.
We're going to save this forever.
That was the most civil we had.
How many years? It's been over a decade.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny's been calling
well
in.
Over, yeah.
Yeah. This is the very first time.
There you
go.
All right, Johnny. Thank you. Appreciate
Johnny.
It. Remember the last time we did this? People were calling saying, I'm coming in cash, over $20,000 over, and I'm not getting it.
Right. That happened.
That's nutty. Jonathan Carbeauty with Carbeauty & Company Realtors on the phone. Is it still that nutty?
It's still that nutty.
Wowie.
Wow.
For the buyers, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
We, my team wrote 5 offers with 5 separate buyers over the weekend, and out of the 5, only 1 offer was accepted.
Whoa.
Huh.
Yeah.
And the offer that was accepted, what made that exceptional?
It was a cash offer with no contingencies, waiving inspections and everything else.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And obviously not everyone is in that position. We're realistic.
Well, the good thing about selling now is if you think they're going to ding you on, oh, this leaks or, you know, the roof or whatever, no one cares.
Yeah. Half the house is missing. They don't care.
It's true.
Yeah, you know, there was supposed to be a West Wing. It's not there anymore.
No,
you know?
Contingencies.
I still want the house anyway.
That's cash, so you don't have to worry about the bank coming out and saying, ah, it's really not worth what you want. You know. That's all done, and then no contingencies. So, you know, leaky thing, you need a new furnace, none of that.
Basement's missing, yep.
Sean has a story. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Back at you.
You got a story?
How about this one? I had a great neighbor. He was a cop. He worked nights. You know, he was a great guy. And he got separated from his girlfriend for a dumb reason. But anyway.
Is this a buying or selling story? Or is this a life story of a neighbor, Sean?
He sold the house to a couple from New York. And I got the neighbors from hell now.
Nice. See, you can't pick your neighbors, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, Jonathan will list your house for you if you want.
Right. Or you can build a big fence.
It's a great neighborhood.
Right. Mm.
It's a really good neighborhood. Everybody's great except for this couple now. Everybody's getting on to their, like, they don't like them. Nobody likes this couple.
Everybody has a 20-foot fence.
That might be a great listing strategy. Just move the neighbors from hell into the neighborhood and we could list the rest of the home.
Oh, nice. Right. Get him in there and then sell the rest of the house to the neighborhood. Nice.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right.
I want a percentage of that.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. I was looking for more like stories of we've been looking and every offer we make, we can't get something. Or I was selling and I just thought about selling, and someone was at the door with a briefcase full of cash.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just thinking right now. Okay.
What's the fastest you've sold a house in this scenario since it got hot?
The fastest that we're getting, you know, the fastest that we're receiving some offers are within an hour. Sometimes we're, you know, buyers are putting offers in on properties sight unseen. Wow. Right. But we're not necessarily accepting those offers within the 1 hour period, because usually what we're doing is we're allowing a few days for that home to stay on the market, generate
offers.
More activity, do a highest and best. And, you know, it's definitely been driving up some of the prices on the homes. But I did have a success story. My team did have a success story, Sarah and Devin on my team and Sally a couple of days ago. They were working with this couple from Arkansas, moving from Arkansas to Connecticut. He's an IT guy. She's in healthcare. And they actually lost out on 4 other properties. And they finally got a property under contract in Rocky Hill for $495,000. And they're a VA buyer. The guy's a veteran. We actually got 100% financing VA offer accepted in this environment. Yeah.
So that is great. I'm thinking if I'm looking to find a house, I'm going to ask Jonathan because he has so many people coming to sell a house.
Yeah.
Now, have you done that? Have you, before a house goes on the market, you call someone you're working with who's looking and you say, hey, you know, that house you're looking for, we have one just like that coming on the market, but we haven't announced it yet.
Oh, all the time. I mean, we have coming soon properties. We're giving buyers heads up on properties. They're driving by the properties. The challenge with the coming soon properties is that it's still fair play for everybody else. So we give them a heads up. They drive by. They just can't access the inside. They can't see it until it officially hits the market. We have a property like that that's coming on in Wallingford next Friday. So that's a coming soon property. And we've already had buyers that drive by. They're beating down our door to get inside, but we just can't let them in. Until
coming
Friday.
Soon.
You can't peek through the windows.
That's
right?
That's how hot it is.
Just curious,
Coming soon.
Coming soon, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like a movie. Blockbuster.
Well, you got to do that where the house will be gone before the sign goes up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So are the sign people busy? Are they even getting the signs up?
They're hiring.
Or you don't even need the signs.
Right.
We like the signs for advertising and the sale pendings. It's funny you say that because the sign companies have been a little, our sign company has been a little bit overwhelmed. I won't name the company, but we had a property at 578 North Elm Street in Wallingford, and the neighbor was joking with us that he never even saw the sale sign go up. All he saw was the sale sign with the sale pending sign go up.
Right. Wow. All right, so there was this TikToker we played audio from in the 720.
Yes.
Dumbass Naz, and she was sanding her legs with 600 grit sandpaper.
Yes.
She was trying to shave her legs, but sanded her legs.
Right.
And she said it worked.
Apparently so, yes.
We got a text from somebody that their mother was doing that since the 50s.
Really?
And would apply.
Women were tougher then.
Yeah.
So were men.
They were, yes.
True.
Men didn't wear skinny jeans back then.
No, they did not.
Men
no.
were men.
Not intentionally. It means a pinch.
Right? I don't mean anything other than
right.
what it is.
Well, you said, yes.
They could change a tire.
Exactly. Right.
Whole nine yards.
The world's different.
Men
now.
Can still change tires.
Not my age. Nobody knows how.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's
you don't
bad.
Have to. You just text someone.
Right.
Well, right.
AAA.
But. It'd be nice
right.
to know how.
I'm sure Eric knows how to change a tire.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, well,
get a flat and watch what happens.
He could build stuff.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah, he built
You're
a
fine.
Shed. He could change a tire.
Yeah, he could change a tire.
Right.
All right, so back to this lady from the
50s.
Yeah.
Trying to run the clock
shave
out.
Her legs.
Right.
With sandpaper.
Sandpaper.
She applied cream, like lotion, afterwards to make them nice and soft.
Okay, so you have the cream. Okay.
Did they not have razors in the 50s?
Probably for the war effort.
What war was
the
happening
Korean
in the 50s?
The war?
The war amongst ourselves.
Nice try.
The war on razors.
The war on having amenities.
Hmm.
Right.
Who is this person?
She texted back at 7:20, so I'm not sure.
She didn't leave a name back then? Did you write for a name?
I don't think she gave a name.
Back in the 50s, they didn't have names. They had numbers.
Exactly. 7:20 calls. Hey, my man.
Oh, I found it. There's no name given.
No name given.
Oh, wait, I found it.
That's the name. That's the name. No name given.
My mother used to do that in the 40s and 50s. She used to sandpaper her legs. Then she would use hand lotion or something to soften her legs.
Right. Then she'd varnish her legs and look nice. Look.
Right. Nice spackle. Shellac.
Exactly right. Yep. Yeah, it would last for months, I'm telling you.
Wow. Didn't women paint their legs during World War II because nylons?
They painted the lines. My grandma told me about that.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
They painted the lines along the side. They make it look like it had stockings on.
The grandma that you played with her feet? That grandma?
No, a different grandma. I had more than one.
How many did you have?
I had two.
I had
wow.
four
one
feet
from my
worth
dad,
of grandmas.
One from my mom. It's the most amazing thing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Chaz and AJ.
Hi. I was just wondering, I was listening to your station this morning. Do you have a link to the GoFundMe page for that New Haven firefighter?
Yes, and thank you for asking. It's on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page. It's on the WPLR Facebook page, and it should be on 95.9 The Fox Facebook page.
Okay.
All right.
And the website.
And the website.
Yes. Yep. Everywhere.
And the website.
Yep, yes. You got it. WPLR.com.
All right. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
More on that coming up. Very important.
Very.
Okay, so something not important. AJ shaving his legs with sandpaper.
Right.
Did you get the right grit?
No.
Okay, here's the deal. Went to the place to get it.
Here's the deal.
It's always
a long no.
Right.
Always a deal.
Yes, they had 400, then they had 800. They had no 600. And I want to clarify to the idiots on Twitch that I didn't say there's no such thing as 600, okay? Open your ears to scooch on, you know what I'm saying? Listen, pay attention, entiende.
Someone please read the Twitch chat room right now.
It's way, way back.
So if you want, you can watch Chaz and AJ TV.
Yes.
On the Chaz and AJ Kino Twitch thing.
Right.
On our website.
That whole thing, yes.
Right,
so
just click on
one person's like, oh, you said there's no, I'm like, I know, there's 600. There was none at the place yesterday.
You should have gotten 400 because I'm assuming you haven't shaved your legs, so you have a lot of hair, so that would be coarser.
I didn't know what to do. There's 400, there's 800. I chose 8.
Yeah. 8's going to be easier on your legs.
Is it really?
But you're just going to be polishing your leg hairs now.
I don't think it's going to work. Yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have nice, shiny leg hairs.
That's good. I like nice, shiny leg hairs. in the summertime.
You do shave your legs, though, right?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
Shaves his armpits. I know that.
That is.
I'm going to shave your head in a second.
Can't get over that.
You shave your chest?
Yeah. Because I have like really curly chest hair. So like, if I wear a tight shirt, it looks like an old mattress.
Like springs are popping.
Exactly. That's why. Exactly. So when you have that going on and folks think you're, you know, a mattress, yeah, you get rid of them. So.
And do people walk up to you and say, are you a mattress?
When I was younger, yeah. They'd be like, hey, mattress chest. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because everybody throughout my life has thought of some different nickname for me. And then when you smack people on the head, all of a sudden you're facing charges.
Okay.
Yeah, so am I doing this now?
Yeah.
All right, so I have 800 grit sandpaper. That's the sound of it.
All right.
This is my leg.
Can we see it on the camera? Ashley, can you go in there and with your phone and record it so we can post it?
Sure.
Instagram.
Right.
And
I feel so cheap right now.
Yeah, I got to turn on the Twitch TV here.
Turn the Twitch.
Hold on.
You're going to watch me twitch in a second over here.
Hold on.
Now, she said I did do it in, like, circles, right?
You know, Beefman actually brought up a good point in the Twitch chat. You should have just bought a 400 and a 200, because together that's six.
Beefman, you're an asset. Take off Ed. All right.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. I'm going to the TV.
No, trust me. Take all your time you want. I don't want to do this.
Right, he's got his foot up on the chair. He's fine.
What am I supposed to do?
He's lounging.
It's starting to hurt a little over here. What are you doing?
Okay, very good.
Close up. Okay.
Do we have to see your feet?
Now she's...
I know.
This is about
legs. Somehow the foot is the only thing that's visible.
It's the only thing I see on the camera. I want to see your leg.
Madonna mia. All right, here you go.
Your foot.
Well, you know, unfortunately, my foot's attached to my leg.
Yeah, but the camera can
move. No, but we can't see your leg.
You know, it's not very comfortable what I'm doing over here.
Put it up on the counter.
Oh, what am I, a ballerina?
There you go.
There you go.
No. Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm
now
losing
we
feeling
see.
On my leg now. All right.
And just so you know, AJ, I know it's important to you. Your arm looks great.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's a better angle for your arm.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Right, so you got everything rocking now.
Now, she said it was in a circular pattern, right?
Yes.
All right. So
10 times one way, 10 times the other way.
One, two,
all right, hold
three.
On. Wait. Hold on. We're going to go quiet now, and we're going to hear the sanding. Do you literally have to count out loud or you lose your place? Hold on. Wait. So that was one direction, 10. Okay. Now go back.
What was that other noise I just heard?
Why wouldn't you put the microphone up to your leg? Hold on. You got to do it again.
You got to hear him counting.
Because this... I don't know who mounted this stupid frigging thing over here.
An engineer with a degree in engineering.
Yeah,
all right,
well,
go
back to school. All right.
Okay, here we go.
All right, do another part of my leg over here.
Inside calf.
All right, inside calf. That was my hand hitting the mic.
We don't need to sand that.
The skin is flaking off.
Well, that's what you want, right?
Do you moisturize?
No, what guy moisturizes legs? Oh, my God. She ain't kidding. It works.
Did it take the hair off?
Yes, it did. My legs are now smooth and kissable.
Really?
Yeah. I got to take my leg down now. I'm losing feeling.
Why buy razors when you could buy sandpaper?
Exactly.
Where's your lotion?
I don't have any lotion.
So how does it feel? Is it
sandpaper? Smells
it
weird.
Rough.
It feels nice.
Smells
and smooth.
Weird. Is it the sandpaper? Or is it your skin burning?
I think it's a combination of both. Like it smells like somebody burned soap.
Your legs smell like soap.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, because I took a shower.
Oh,
wow, it feels smooth, and that this actually freaking works.
That's odd.
That's amazing.
This is not the ending I was hoping for. I was hoping that you'd be in pain and
be bleeding and
crying
everything
like
else.
A bitch.
Right. Well, next time I use like heavy grit sandpaper, how's that? And I'll do my ass.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, nice job. What are they saying about AJ?
Poor AJ.
What they say about AJ.
What I say now. Say na ma ma.
Everybody just goes straight to the moobs.
All right. So AJ just sanded his legs.
Right.
With sandpaper.
Yeah.
800 grit sandpaper.
Because they did in TikTok, yes.
Taking the three hairs that you have on your leg off.
Right, exactly. Actually, no, it's six on both sides.
All right.
So six, yes.
So there are people debating whether they're moobs or boobs.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
This has
been long discussed.
Right, themselves? They're the moobs
or
boobs?
I feel like there are more pecs than moobs now.
Yes.
Like back when this was a hotly debated subject.
A thing back then, yes.
Maybe 10 years ago?
Yeah.
They were moobish.
Right.
I know you didn't like hearing that, but they were moobish.
So they're going for that route.
Especially
right now.
When you stood sideways, it was, you know.
I tightened things up.
You've tightened up.
A little top heavy.
Thank you. Shut up.
Somebody else said that it looks like the Saturday Night Live character where you smell your fingers. The person that smells
right,
their
so
armpits.
He shaved his legs with sandpaper. Then what?
Smelled his fingers.
And the sandpaper.
Yeah, because I wanted to know what it smelled like. You told me that character
from
Mary,
SNL,
whatever her name is,
who smells armpits.
Puts her things in her armpits. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Mary Catherine Gallagher.
Right, okay. So that's the best you got. Okay, good. Okay, and?
Mm-hmm. Somebody also wants to see you shave your chest.
Oh.
Sandpaper your chest.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mm. Okay.
Right.
Isn't that something? You do something.
Right.
And
obviously, I'm just kidding when I said that. But there was one person who's like, oh, you said da-da-da-da. I was just kidding. Okay, so if you can't take a joke, you know what the rest of it is.
I think you said they don't have 600 grit. I think they didn't have it in the store. Didn't have it in the store.
Right, not that there's no such thing as 600 grit.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm not like sandpaper savvy. You don't see me in these places every single weekend
sandpaper
buying stuff.
Sandpaper savvy.
Exactly. I cut the friggin' lawn.
There's another t-shirt.
That's all I do.
For a carpenter, sandpaper savvy.
I cut the lawn. I do the thing with the blower to get all the stuff off the driveway, and I'm done. I'm out.
Is your blower an electric or gas?
It's an electric one, yes.
Oh, there you go. That's all you need to know about a guy.
Exactly, right. I have an outdoor
lawnmower, a power, or a hedge, a hedge trimmer, yeah.
The trimmer with the, I can't think of the name all of a sudden. The grass
weed whacker.
Weed whacker. Thank you. The weed whacker is dead. Shut up.
And this is all you need to know, really. This is why he knows nothing about. He's not sandpaper savvy.
The weed whacker. Yeah, I'm talking about cars. Got a problem there, but the weed whacker is gas powered. That's basically gas and oil. So
right.
Yeah. So I do have. Yeah. You know, and the lawnmower, obviously, it's a riding mower that has gasoline oil, so it has a motor on.
All right,
it.
So you got some man tools.
Exactly. Right. So.
But you're just not sandpaper savvy.
So, I'm sorry if I insulted you. It's just funny,
though. Probably the first time you've used sandpaper in decades is on your legs.
Exactly, right.
Twitch did notice that he stayed away from the feet. No sandpaper on the top of the foot.
Because I don't have hair on top of my foot. I'm not a hobbit.
How about the bottom of the feet?
No. No. I stopped before I went blind.
But you use pumice stone on that, right?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you want me to try to sandpaper the bottom of your feet?
No.
Ashley has volunteered to sandpaper your leg.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
If you need help.
Yeah, I'm good. Mm. I'm going to let the hair grow back. You know, the six hairs, let them come back.
I know. There wasn't a lot of hair on it to begin with.
I'm sorry. I'm not part ape.
You got a right leg and a left leg.
And?
You only did one.
And?
There's a whole other leg here.
That's good to know. Can we sandpaper his face?
That would take a lot. He's got a big beard.
It. He's got so much hair.
Well, first we use the weed whacker, you know, the thing with the gas-powered thing.
That thing with the gas-powered thing.
I swear to God, one of these days I'm just going to ram something right up your ass.
Thank you. Shut up.
Why are we friends again? I swear to God, I love him and I hate him at the same time sometimes.
Isn't that funny?
It's like being married.
Mm. No.
I love and hate Eric at the same time sometimes.
That's you.
That's what you do.
Okay.
You're not married.
Do you want to go in there and...
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
No, I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate that. You come over here, I swear to God, I'll kick. I'm good.
All right.
It's on the itch now, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Like it's itchy. Like
is it,
from all the,
is
know,
it
all the,
pinkish, all the, reddish?
No, it's still, you know, my color.
It's starting to itch like, you
what
know,
is your
it's
color?
Itchy.
Will you shut up already? I'm sorry, mister. I never smoked pot. These things happen. Try being a roadie for 10 freaking years.
What does that mean?
What
a lot happened to my head during the time period.
Your head or your legs?
What are we even talking about
now? I don't know.
There's about 8 t-shirts here. One is, a lot has happened to my head.
I got to turn the fan on. It's freaking hot.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.